Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk to Larry Chester for a little bit. You may have heard him before on the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN Radio. Larry is the founder of a company called CFO Simplified. And he was so good the other day just touching on the subject of PPP that we thought we would ask him back on this show as well. Hi, Larry. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, John. How about yourself? It's great to be with you again.
The Payroll Protection Plan, is that what we're talking about?
It certainly is.
And, you know, the stimulus has been talked about, but in fact has not been passed. Have we, in fact, passed? Is there going to be, and do we know the details of, a second round of PPP?
Absolutely. The second round of PPP is alive and well. There are people who have applied for it and received their money. You know, like the PPP round one, the SBA is still sending out guidance on a weekly basis as far as how things are going to change. But the basic tenets of the program are the same as they were last time, which is that companies can apply for it based on their prior payroll, their payroll as in a base period of 2019, and they get 2.5 times what their payroll was in an individual month as the potential for being able to borrow money to pay their employees.
Got it.
And then if they use that money effectively for payroll and for some other, you know, allowed expenses, they can get that loan forgiven.
Hey,
that's a pretty good deal, if you ask me.
Well, likewise. And the word loan is the one that kind of has always confused me a little bit. That doesn't sound like a loan to me. I'm not a small businessman, but any money I've ever borrowed, I had to pay back. This sounds more like a grant.
Well, the thing is, it starts out as a loan. And the loan, if you don't meet all the guidelines for forgiveness, then they charge you 1% on that money that you've borrowed and give you 5 years to pay it back. But if you follow the rules and you use 60% of it at a minimum for payroll purposes and for business rent and benefits and mortgage interest, you know, that are applicable, you can get that forgiven by the SBA and then you don't have to pay back anything.
And the idea was then, in other words, it's not a, they would prefer you not use it as 1% loan, although heck, you might as well, but rather they're just trying to use it as a way to get money into the hands of the employees that work for you, right?
Well, and that's exactly correct. The purpose of this is not to benefit the company, but for the company to use that as a trickle down to pay their employees. Like, for instance, in my case, I put a couple of additional employees on beyond what I needed for my business to serve my clients, because I got the PPP money and was able to pay those employees and provide them with money during that 8-week period that I had the money to use. What a great deal.
Yeah, no kidding. Do I get that if I'm working for myself? What if I am the sole employee of my business?
Okay, now that's something new that they put into PPP too, and that is that if you're a Schedule C filer, in other words, you have a part-time business or a business of your own that you don't literally file taxes on as that business, but it's part of your regular income. So you file that on your regular 1040. You can apply for a PPP round two based on the total revenue that you've gotten during 2019 or certain parts of 2020 previously. So that you don't have to have a company and filing taxes mm-hmm. and all that other stuff, but you do have to have money coming in that you have filed on your income taxes as income for yourself.
Is it possible that, like with the stimulus, some people are actually going to have more money in their pockets as a result than they would have before the pandemic? That is, I'll be making a little bit of money, and then you give me this extra amount of money, 2.5 times, you said. I'll give 60% of it to my employees. Are some people going to come out ahead?
I don't know. You know, John, I think there are all kinds of ways that people try to game the system. But the reality is that 2.5 times a monthly payroll is paid out during an 8-week or a 24-week period by the employer. So it's not like you're going to get in the lump sum for 1 week based on and in addition to the money that the employer is already paying you, what they're going to do is pay you that amount in, you know, over that period of 8 weeks or 24 weeks based on what period they've selected. And of course, this is capped at $100,000 of annual income. So if you've made more than that, or an employer has employees that have made more than $100,000 a year, they cannot borrow in excess of the pro rata rate of $100,000 per person.
Okay. Are there any other caps or qualifications? That is, do I need to demonstrate that my business was negatively affected by the coronavirus? Some people prospered.
Well, for the PPP2, there's a couple of things that are required. First of all, you have to have used all of your PPP1 money and had it forgiven, or claim that you're going to file and get it forgiven. But the second thing is that you have to be able to show that you've had a 25% reduction in gross receipts compared to 2019. So either for the entire year of 2020 versus 2019, or for any particular quarter of 2020 versus 2019, if you can show that your income has dropped more than 25%, then that makes you eligible for the PPP round two. If you did better, I'm sorry, you're out of luck.
Well,
you don't need to borrow money from the government.
Fair enough. But to the people, though, that did and then don't follow the rules, the penalty is 1%, you said, and the amount paid back in 5 years. I know interest rates are low, but are some businesses using that just as a way to borrow money for their business?
Well, here's the thing, that there is a fraud contingency in this, that the federal government says that the intent is for you to file this based on the rules and the regulations that they've laid out. If you do it with the intent of defrauding the government, of the intent of not using it to cover payroll expenses, not using it to cover the cost of operating your business because you were in trouble and needed the money to survive, then that's fraud. And you have the opportunity to tell your case to the judge, you know, if the SBA calls you on it. Mm. I don't know that that's a risk that I'm willing to take.
I guess not. 312-981-7200 is the number. Maybe you are in business or as an employee or an employer or your own business. Maybe you've got a question. This is not my area of expertise, but I know it touches a lot of our listeners. What are you hearing from business owners right now? What are they asking about?
Well, you know, John, what we're hearing from most of our clients and even other people we're talking to is that they're very interested in understanding what their cost of operations are and making sure that they understand that their financial reports are accurate and detailed enough so that they know what changes they need to make in their companies to be able to sustain profitability and drive profit to the bottom line. So we're spending a lot of time with business owners, helping them really understand what their total cost of operation is so that when they go out and price something in the market to sell it, they know whether or not they're making money on that. Mm. I think that's certainly a big important thing right now.
But is it possible, too, that maybe the business isn't sure if they're eligible, right? I mean, you've got a lot of inboxes and outboxes here, right? Payroll and deductions and inventory and costs and expenses and revenue. Is it difficult for businesses to know if, in fact, they are eligible for this?
No, I think the guidelines that they've set forward are pretty easy. And if you talk to a bank that's giving out PPP round two money, they'll tell you pretty quickly during the application process whether you meet the guidelines or don't. So if you think that you might, you know, my suggestion is go apply for it.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose. Because if they say that you don't qualify and don't give you the money, all you've spent is a couple of hours putting information together. And I think the upside is certainly worthwhile.
And there's enough money that first some of the money ran out, or at least, yeah, some of the banks actually went through their money very quickly and were giving it to their most valued customers, maybe understandably, but it was frustrating for some others. You say the money is there right now, huh?
John, you know, there's even money still left for the PPP round one for those people that have never applied for a PPP loan. The round two money is just available for those people who have received PPP round one money and have used it in the proper way, and they still need help so they can go for the round two. But there is still round one money available. So in either case, you know, the banks are out there taking applications and getting money into the hands of business owners.
Does this tell you anything about the nature of the recovery? That is, if there is money from round one and now round two left, Is that a sign that things are getting better, or am I reading too much into that?
You know, John, I've seen statistics that the bankruptcy rate over the last 12 months was lower than it's been at any time in the last 5 years. I think that's because there's a lot of people who are holding their breath, and a lot of financial institutions are giving businesses runway to help them survive and to help them get through this. I think that there are a lot of businesses that are still recovering and trying to recover. I think that the third quarter and fourth quarter of this year are really going to tell the tale.
We don't have the numbers on that yet? Oh, wait, of this year, of this coming year, of 2021.
That's 6 months from now, John.
Sue has a question for you. Sue, you're on WGN. Again, we'll pick up some phone lines now, 312-981-7200. Sue, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Thank you. My husband's a sole proprietor, and he did receive the first round of PPP and was given a full forgiveness. He used it 100% on his employee's salary. Now, in applying for the second round, here's where I get a little confused. He does file a Schedule C. Now, when you say that the gross receipts need to be 25% less than in 2019, he doesn't meet that margin. It's just a little off, but yet his income, his gross income was down considerably.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if we're looking at the numbers correctly or...
That's a good question. What's your thought about that, Larry?
You know, I think the thing is that if he's filing for the company because he's got a company and employees, that falls into the other case where he's really looking at the revenue for his business and not how much money he took out individually.
Okay.
So that's what I think applies here. And it's not just the total income for 2020 versus total income for 2019. It's any quarter in 2020. If he's had a 25% reduction in any
quarter by quarter, and we were just falling short.
So in that case, it sounds like you're saying that while he is way off more than 25%, boy, too bad for you if your business is off 24%. You ought to screw something up and make sure you get to 26%. They don't qualify then. Is that what you're thinking, Larry?
Yeah, if they don't meet that 25% requirement, they don't qualify for the PPP round two.
And if I may, before you go, Sue, although I think you covered this, one of our texters said they can now use gross income. What does that mean to the two of you, Larry?
Absolutely. Well, the issue is that in the past, for people who were flowing through their Schedule C for their businesses,
mm-hmm.
they had to deduct all of their expenses, and then whatever was left, that was what was used to apply for the PPP loan in the round one. Now they're saying that for a lot of these sole proprietors or individuals who are working as 1099 workers and applying that for that provision, they're now allowing people to just take the total income that they received without the expenses, just how much money they brought in, and use that as the measure of what they earned, not the total net income of the company, but the gross revenue of the company.
Linda, I hope that helps. Good luck to you on that, or rather, Sue. Let's take Linda real quick here, though. Linda, you're on WGN. What was your question? Hi.
Hi. My question is, our loan was under $50,000 for the original PPP loan. When is the new simplified SBA form going to be available so we won't have to submit supporting documentation?
Boy, I wish I had an answer for that because everybody that I know is still waiting for it. I can tell you honestly that I've been talking to my bank about filing for my forgiveness, and they've told me you've got to wait until we get the final forms. They were really expecting to get that sometime this week, but as of Monday, at the end of the day, they still hadn't received that guidance from the SBA yet.
So
I would just be patient.
Yeah,
they can't say you're too late to file for forgiveness if they haven't given you the forms to be able to do it.
Makes sense. Linda, good luck to you. Thanks for the call. Larry Chester is the founder of CFO Simplified, as in Chief Financial Officer, if you need somebody to help you with that sort of thing. CFO Simplified. Larry, it's nice to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure, John. Thanks very much.
You hear him often on the Wintrust Business Lunch.